Well, we have now come to the concluding talk of this assembly. How can the Bible principle at Galatians 6, verse 7 reassure us and bring us joy? Please give your attention again to our circuit overseer, Brother Emil Krishna, as he concludes our assembly with the talk, What We Will Reap If We Do Not Tire Out.
So, we've been talking all day about sowing and reaping. So why? I hope you haven't gotten tired of it. But Jehovah has been impressing in our minds the inescapable principle that the Apostle Paul stated in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. What was that principle again? You'll reap what you sow. Yeah, it's not the reverse. So you reap what you sow. Right? Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Whatever a person is sowing, this he will reap. But what exactly are we talking about when the verse says reaping? Well, according to the Insight book, it says that reaping is often used figuratively in the scriptures to illustrate the end result of one's works, whether good or bad. So if we sow what is bad, the end result, what we'll reap, will be bad. But if we sow what is good, the end result, we will reap what is good. Yes, if we sow what is good by keeping busy in Jehovah's service, making that our priority, then we will reap good things now and many more good things in the future. Now, young ones, I know it's perhaps a bit of a challenge at this point to stay awake, but we encourage you to do so, and I've got a little bit of a homework for you. First of all, can you put up your hands, those 16 and under? Raise your hand so I can see where all of you are. Okay, great. Well, we love you, and we appreciate your efforts to pay attention and perhaps take brief notes. What I'd like you to do now in your notes is do two columns, or you can do two pages. On one page or column, I want you to draw something that you truly appreciate about serving Jehovah right now. So whether it's something you're enjoying within the congregation, your family, some blessing that you are enjoying right now. And in the second column, what you look forward to in the future, in the paradise. Okay, can you do that? Adults, well, if you want to draw, you can. Or if what I like adults to do is in your notes, one thing that you particularly appreciate as a blessing right now you're enjoying because of serving Jehovah. And then what blessing do you look forward to in the future? So I'll give you a moment to jot that down. So something you really feel Jehovah's blessing you with right now, and something that you look forward to in the future. So later on, we're going to discuss these things, and we'll see if it matches what you young ones drew or what you adults had written down. Let's go to what Paul shows when it comes to doing what is fine in Galatians chapter 6. Verses 8 and 9. Galatians chapter 6. So in verse 7, we have that inescapable principle that whatever a person is sowing, this he will reap. Now notice it continues in verse 8, and we've had it read, these verses, a few times through our program today. So in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, because the one sowing with a view to his flesh will reap corruption from his flesh. But the one sowing with a view to the Spirit will reap everlasting life from the Spirit. So, let us not give up in doing what is fine, for in due time we will reap if we do not tire out. So they were encouraged, right, to continue to do what is fine. And what will help us to do that? We notice the beginning of verse 8, not to sow with a view to the flesh. So that was discussed in our morning symposium, right? Sowing with the view to the flesh meant being led by sinful desires. And so we discussed areas like social media, entertainment, envy, where we invest for a secure future. Instead, we want to sow with a view to the Spirit. And we discussed this afternoon in the symposium what that means. That means working in harmony with Jehovah's Spirit, allowing His Spirit to operate freely in our lives, and striving to manifest its fruitage. So we talked about areas like personal study, Bible principles, given the preaching work a priority. Now, you notice it mentions that if we do that, avoid sowing with a view to the flesh and continuing to sow with a view of the Spirit, then we'll be able to continue doing what is fine. Now, what will help us not give up, or as the end of that verse says, tire out from doing what is fine, is to think about what we accomplish by doing what is fine. One thing that we accomplish is that we gain Jehovah's approval, because we will be doing exactly what Jehovah wants us to do. Imagine how Jesus felt at his baptism. Heavens opened up. He heard Jehovah's voice out of the heavens say, "This is my Son, the Beloved, whom I have approved." Can you imagine how that must have warmed Jesus' heart, reassured him of Jehovah's affection and approval? So when we do what is fine, sowing with a view to the Spirit, we have Jehovah's approval. And what does that do in turn? Well, think about Jesus. Because he had Jehovah's approval, that helped him to withstand any opposition that he had to face. It helped him to continue to endure with confidence of Jehovah's approval and assistance. So same with us. When we have Jehovah's approval, it helps us to keep going and to endure. See, we have an enemy. We talked about in the beginning, first talk, about Satan the devil. And he tries to convince people that we do not have Jehovah's approval, that in some way we could never be worthy of Jehovah's love and affection. And what happens then? We give up. We tire out. We're unable to keep going in serving Jehovah. Well, we certainly don't want to allow that to happen. And when does Satan do that? Right? Satan will often do that when we're most vulnerable. Right? When we're discouraged, we're depressed. Maybe we're dealing with some pressures, temptations, or frailties. That's when Satan often attacks, right? Like what he did with Job. He tried to convince Job through those comforters that Job was not having Jehovah's approval. So we need to convince ourselves that as we do what is fine, we have Jehovah's approval. And Satan or anything else cannot take that away from us. And that'll give us the strength to endure. If you at times find yourself doubting that Jehovah could love and approve you, then it might be helpful to meditate on Paul's loving reminder found in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Because there, Jehovah reassures us that nothing can separate us from God's love that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, something else that we accomplish by continuing to do what is fine and not tire out is as what Paul describes in Romans chapter 12 and verse 21. We keep conquering the evil with the good. Right, we're constantly surrounded by evil. But one way, particularly, that we can conquer evil and do good is by being zealous when it comes to the ministry. You know, especially when we're tired. You know, just think about it. Saturday morning, it looks miserable out there. You didn't have a good night's rest. You've had a hard week. And you put forth that effort to go out in the ministry and share the good news of the kingdom. That must infuriate Satan. Oh, it just upsets him that you're not going to give in to tiredness and just stay in bed. But the fact that you go out week after week, despite being tired, despite frailties. Ah, that must warm Jehovah's heart to see you do that. And then you notice in verse 9, it says so that in due time we will reap. What is it in due time that we will reap? Well, you notice just backing up in the end of verse 8, everlasting life. Do you see that? We'll reap everlasting life. So if we do not tire out in doing what is fine, not only will we have Jehovah's approval, which will in turn help us to endure and help us to conquer evil through good works, but also we will reap everlasting life, as Paul mentions there, from the Spirit. Because everlasting life is possible through the operation of Jehovah's Holy Spirit. Now we come to the point as to what is it in really for us? What are the blessings that we will reap now and in the future if we continue to do what's fine and not give up? You know, when you think about credit cards often involve a loyalty program. Right? The purpose of that is they want you to use their card, right? Make purchases with their card. And so often, to entice customers to apply for their card and use it, they often have point system, right? Some of these points can be used immediately, and other points over time, once you accumulate them. So what about when it comes to serving Jehovah? Being loyal to Him in doing what is fine. What are the rewards? Well, let's look at what the blessings are right now. We're going to consider five of them. And let's see if they match one of you young ones, your pictures. The first one's highlighted in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. The love is in this respect, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a propitiatory sacrifice for our sins. So what's being described here? The ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know, oftentimes credit cards will have what they call a sign-up bonus. So if you sign up with them, they'll give you, you know, often some of them may be more generous than others. They might give you 10,000 points. Maybe they'll give you 20,000 points that you could use perhaps immediately. You know, maybe a short haul flight from Edmonton to Red Deer, perhaps. Well, maybe Pinocchio. I don't know if it could get you quite to Red Deer. And some of them may be more generous. But you notice here what Jehovah provides as a sign-up bonus. When we choose to serve Him, the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You notice it's described as a propitiatory sacrifice. What does that mean, propitiatory? Well, in the Insight book, to propitiate means to appease, to placate. So in other words, when Jesus gave His life, it was a propitiatory sacrifice in the sense that by doing so, it appeased or satisfied the requirement of perfect justice. So our parents, Adam and Eve, they rebelled against Jehovah and plunged the human race into sin and eventual death. And thus, we became alienated to God. But then Jesus, by means of His death, propitiated or appeased Jehovah's justice so that we can now have an approved relationship with Jehovah. Can any amount of bonus points equate to that? Absolutely not. It's like an unlimited supply of bonus points right at the start. Like no matter how many times we sin, we have the opportunity to avail ourselves of the benefits of the ransom sacrifice, to receive mercy at the right time, to help us to continue to have an approved relationship with Jehovah. What a blessing we enjoy now that results in having a close personal relationship with Jehovah, having a good conscience as we serve Him. Second benefit is described in Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. So young ones, you may not have thought of the ransom sacrifice as a blessing right now, but if you want, you can maybe just jot that down in your picture, the ransom. But here's a second blessing. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, may the God who gives hope fill you with all joy and peace by your trusting in him, so that you may abound in hope with power of Holy Spirit. So you notice the second blessing is joy. With credit card companies, you get a little bit of a joy because you have maybe a grace period of 30 days before you have to pay your bill. You might reap the benefit of a short-haul flight, and that might seem thrilling, but only for a few minutes, right? What does it take? I don't know how long the flight from Edmonton to Red Deer, but it wouldn't be very long. Probably up, and as soon as you're up, you're back down again. But with Jehovah, the joy is long-lasting. You notice it's not based on external things, because you notice it's the power of Holy Spirit. It's a product of Jehovah's Holy Spirit. It's not based on external factors, but what we feel on the inside. That inner joy, that peace, that happiness. And how can we increase our joy? Well, when we sing kingdom praises to Jehovah, by singing our songs. Doesn't that lift the spirits? Doesn't that help us to maintain our joy? Like the Apostle Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, in the middle of the night, what were they doing? They were singing praises to Jehovah. And that lifted their spirits and gave them increased joy. How we value our songbook. Because of the beautiful lyrics, the beautiful music that can help increase our joy in serving Jehovah. So young ones, in your picture, do you have happy people in the one blessings right now? Are they smiling? Do they look joyful? A blessing is what we just experienced right now here at our convention. The loving, united spiritual family. I mean, isn't that beautiful? I mean, nowhere else in the world can you find that. No other organization could you find where you could go anywhere and you walk into a kingdom hall and you receive a hug, a warm welcome. Love is only in Jehovah's organization. And it's so encouraging to see within the circuit the help that ones give to each other. When ones are maybe hospitalized, ones come to their aid or visit them. There's ones that maybe deal with health issues. And I've been hearing reports how many come and maybe provide meals or an encouragement or a card. I mean, we enjoy that as a real blessing, being part of the spiritual family. So, young ones, are you surrounded in your picture with your Christian brothers and sisters? That's certainly a blessing we enjoy now. Number four, we benefit from putting on the new personality. Now, the new personality is described like a beautiful garment. Now, it's not just a matter of going into the closet, pulling out a piece of clothing, putting it on, going to the kingdom hall, and automatically we've got the new personality. No, the new personality is created by Jehovah God. It requires effort. And by imitating Jehovah and his qualities, then we're able to slowly, progressively put on that new personality, reflecting him. You know, when we think about ones and the transformation in their lives, because of putting into practice Bible principles, and putting on that new personality is like a complete transformation. Have you not enjoyed some of those? It's on our JW broadcast, The Truth Transforms Lives. Right? There's a number of videos. Now, for example, Derek Tillett. So he's on the broadcast. And his experience was related. It's back a couple years ago, so you have to look back a little bit. He was raised in the truth, but in his teens, he started to lead a double life. By 18, he left the truth. As he describes it, he said, I wanted the freedom of the world. Well, then he got involved in drugs, heavy music, then into heavier drugs, resulted in a very debauched life. He said it cost him his job, his family. He said he lost everything. Then there was one moment in his life. So after that, he had to support himself somehow, so he started dealing drugs. So you can imagine, he's constantly trying to stay ahead of the law as he was trying to deal drugs in order to support his what he called an insatiable drug habit. But there was one moment. It was when he ran out of drugs for 3 days. He said it was called a moment of clarity, when suddenly the fog lifts and he could think clearly. And he started to think of how low, how dark his life had become. And it was at that moment that he got down on his knees and he prayed to Jehovah. And he said, Jehovah, if I continue this way, I can't go on. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I need to return back to you. But I can't do it on my own. In order to change, I need your help. So a few days later, he was talking to one of his notorious biker friends and said to Derek, Derek, look, if you continue the way you are, you're going to either be in jail or dead. So he decided to attend a meeting on a Sunday at a Kingdom Hall. And this is his words. He said, what I heard that day blew my mind. It wasn't the drugs. He said, how in the world did they know I was going to be in that audience? He said, my head was spinning. I had a lump in my throat. Again, it wasn't the drugs. He said it was the speaker was speaking straight to his heart. And that moved him. He started regularly attending meetings. He cleaned up his life. He got rid of the drugs, alcohol, the debauchery. He cut his hair. People didn't even recognize him. He met a wife, a sister, and today they're both regular pioneers. It's only the truth that has that power to transform our lives so that we can put on the new personality. Fifth blessing that we enjoy is described in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 11. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. And may you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may endure fully with patience and joy. So you notice the fifth blessing that we enjoy now? We tap into an unlimited power source. All of us overnight have to plug in our devices, right? Because they run out of power. But with Jehovah, when we feel tired, when we feel low, what do? We can tap into his power. And his power is unlimited. It's like a quick charge. Within seconds, we're invigorated. Isaiah 41, verses 10 and 13, right? Jehovah says that, don't be afraid. Don't be anxious. I'll fortify you. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll grasp your hand. And you notice what the verse says that will help us to do then? To endure fully. So young ones, you have a little battery source, maybe with Jehovah as that battery source. That's a blessing that we enjoy now. So isn't it worth it to be loyal to Jehovah? The blessings, the sign-up bonus, and other blessings that we enjoy right now as we continue to do what's right. But what about the future? See, credit cards will often say, if you acquired so many points, ridiculously high sometimes, like a million or more, then this is what you will reap. But what about what Jehovah promises for all those that do not tire out in doing what is fine? Well, let's look at five blessings that we can look forward to in the future. And let's see if any of these match what you young ones drew or adults wrote down. The first one's described in Micah chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Micah chapter 4. Verses 4 and 5. And just picture in your mind what's described here. See if we can figure out a blessing that we will reap in the future. So starting in verse 4. They will sit each one under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the mouth of Jehovah of armies has spoken. For all the peoples will walk, each one in the name of its God. but we will walk in the name of Jehovah our God forever and ever. So you notice what's being depicted here? It's talking about having our own vine and fig tree and sitting underneath it. So what is that depicting? Well, in ancient times, the fig tree was just a beautiful spot after a long, hard day of work in the hot sun. Often families would gather under a fig tree for needed shade and enjoy some wholesome association. In fact, according to the book Plants of the Bible, the shade of a fig tree is said to be fresher and cooler than that of a tent. Fig trees have broad leaves, they have wide-spreading branches, so ideal for providing shade, protection, a beautiful spot to enjoy pleasant association under. So young ones, did you draw a picture of a tree as a future blessing? Maybe not a fig tree you may not have thought of, but a tree, perhaps? And maybe you and your family sitting underneath it? So the idea, the picture that is trying to draw in our minds from these verses is that we can look forward to true peace and security. And no one, forever and ever, as verse 5 assures us, will ever take that away from us. 500 years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years, a million years in the future. We'll look back and say, do you ever remember being afraid? What was that like? Oh, I don't remember. Because we'll be all under security. And more than that, the fig tree is unusual because it produces two crops. An early crop around June, and then a main crop of figs later on in August, September. So it's helping us to visualize the abundance of food that Jehovah will provide for us. Have you ever had a fig, like a fresh fig off of a tree? I mean, it's just wonderful and very nutritious. So here's helping us to appreciate one blessing we'll enjoy is that we'll enjoy true peace and security. We'll be able to enjoy an abundant variety of food, the best that the earth has to offer. Second blessing in the future is described in Job chapter 14, verses 14 and 15. Job chapter 14, verses 14 and 15. If a man dies, can he live again? I will wait all the days of my compulsory service until my relief comes. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the work of your hands. So what can we look forward to? Seeing our loved ones come back in the resurrection. So young ones, did you draw a picture maybe? Maybe it's a grandparent, maybe a great-grandparent coming back. Can you imagine the joy? And we'll be able to welcome back our loved ones. Jehovah's looking forward to it. He's longing for that time when by means of Christ, they'll call and our loved ones will return. Whether it's a spouse, a child, another family member, or a dear friend. Tears of joy and excitement, and we'll be able to see our loved ones back. And then what about perhaps ones, faithful ones of old? Right, we'll be able to converse with ones like maybe Moses or David. It's almost like a time machine going back and seeing what was it like back then. We'll be able to enjoy some interesting conversations. Closely related is a third blessing, is that when these resurrected ones come back, we'll have the opportunity to study with them, to help them come to know Jehovah. Can you imagine what that will be like? People of all walks of life, family members perhaps, we'll be able to have the privilege of teaching them about Jehovah. Like I look forward to on my dad's side, grandparents, they died back in the early 80s, so I only met them once back in India. And then on my mom's side, my mom's dad died when she was only 2 years old. So I look forward to not only welcoming them back, but teaching them the wonderful truths that I've come to love. Fourth benefit, or blessing that we can look forward to, is described in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 and 4. Remember what that says there? No more tears, no more outcry, no more pain. Can you imagine what it'll be like when we enjoy perfect health? Every day we get up and we're full of energy, ready to tackle a new day. We'll be able to get rid of eyeglasses, hearing aids, wheelchairs, canes. No more hospitals. No more morgues or cemeteries, because even death will be no more. So young ones, do you have that picture? Those that you have there in the picture, do they look happy? Are they in perfect health? Well, we can look forward to that in the future. No amount of bonus points can bring that kind of a reward. And then number five, we will be able to see Jehovah's name completely sanctified. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 23 says that Jehovah says that I will certainly sanctify my great name. We'll be there to see it. Like, it hurts us to see all the reproach that has been brought on Jehovah's name. But when Satan and the demons are gone, and especially when they're destroyed, never, ever again will anybody ever slander Jehovah's name. We'll be there to see that a reality. So isn't that worth remaining loyal to Jehovah? Not give up in doing what is fine? The blessings that we enjoy right now, as well as the blessings that we can look forward in the future. So young ones, hang on to your pictures. We'll be looking forward to seeing them after the program. So, adults, did any of the blessings that we've talked about match what you wrote down? Now, why are we doing this exercise? Why are we contemplating the blessings we enjoy now as well as the blessings in the future? Because it will help us not tire out. As we meditate on all that Jehovah is doing now and will yet do for us, will help us to continue doing what is fine, not give up. It will help us to continue to imitate Jehovah and Jesus Christ. And it's so encouraging to see all of you have that real desire to continue as best you can to do what's good. It's so exciting, especially this month now in March. I'm hearing that in many congregations there are more auxiliary pioneers than they've ever had for years. And that's so encouraging to see so many take advantage of the 30 hours in auxiliary pioneer so they can get fully involved in distributing the invitations to the memorial. Keep that up. I could just hear you could just see the buzz of excitement in the local congregations. It's encouraging to see how many of you are taking advantage of your local metro witnessing in order to reach more people. Others have been participating regularly in the special metropolitan witnessing program. You're to be commended for your self-sacrificing efforts. Remember that these things do not go unnoticed by Jehovah. And he will continue to richly reward you. So may we continue to see ourselves in God's new world as we sing when all things are new again. The blessings that we will reap will last forever. So may it be our resolve not to give up in doing what is fine, because we will reap if we do not tire out. So our review question, our last one, well, now is answered. So let's write that down. The last one there, number five, what will we reap if we do not tire out? So we have Galatians 6 and 9. We will reap rich blessings now. We discussed five of them. We will reap rich blessings now and in the future. And we talked about five of them, including, as we talked about a little earlier, what it accomplishes by being not tiring out and doing what is fine, is we also include in gaining Jehovah's approval and seeing his name completely sanctified. So I'll repeat that again. We will reap rich blessings now and in the future, including gaining Jehovah's approval and seeing his name completely sanctified. Yes, we will reap bountifully, far greater than any loyalty program that any credit card would put on. An unlimited supply of points, as long as we do not tire out.
Thank you, Brother Krishna, for strengthening our appreciation for the blessings we can enjoy now and in the future.